Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Let's get into some more crazy entitled parent stories. Dumb Karen thought it was cool to let her son download hacks on my laptop. This all happened 2 days ago when my aunt was visiting from all around the country. She had two sons, one was with her and one had been stuck at home with a custody situation. She's really nice to me most of the time, but sometimes she seems a bit rude. She sometimes uses her past and the effect of the divorce as an excuse for her actions. Keep it here, she did cheat on her husband, that's for certain. This took place at my grandparents' house. They're out of town, so it was just my parents and a few relatives, three to be exact. My parents and I lived with them and couldn't find a place to live otherwise. We've lived in the house all my life, and my parents are in their 20s. They got me this sweet laptop for Christmas and told me to use it for studies and personal use. I was pretty grateful and I've used it ever since. At around 5:30, my entitled aunt came round and she has her kid with her. My mum told me to play with my entitled aunt's son. I didn't know what to do at first since he was 8 years old and I am older than him. I asked what he wanted to play and sure as heck, he asked for Fortnite. I said sure. I let him play on the laptop, but when he played around 2 matches, I went down to get us some beverages. But I heard screams upstairs. I assumed it might have been a big fat dub for him, but I was wrong. He was screaming why he can't win, and I had a trashy mouse and faulty keys from what I heard. He screamed, "Frick!" But it's what I expected from an 8-year-old in a harsh home environment. When I came back, he wasn't listening when I said he should take a break, but I took a quick peek at my laptop from behind and see Google tabs that say, "Fortnite hacks free." I was shocked and yanked the laptop away from him. I managed to get it, but he started to pout and kept the tsunami of tears from gushing out. He ran out and didn't close the door. I just locked the door because I don't want that kid inside ever again. I heard my mum speaking with my entitled aunt and heard my entitled aunt scream. "He did what?" Shocked, she ran up with her entitled kid and my mother, banging on the door screaming, "I know you're in there, get out and apologize." I refused but unlocked the door because I didn't want to be on her bad side, but I was already deep in her bad side. She grabbed my hand and said, "What did you do to my son? Could you explain why he's crying?" I explained what happened. Everything was fine until he downloaded hacks on my laptop. She said, "So what? It's just a laptop. He could play all he wants on that. Come on, son. You're taking a laptop and play all you want. What were you even playing?" Touching of her to comfort her entitled kid with the idea of taking my laptop, my mother took the laptop within my entitled aunt's grasp and said, translated from Filipino, "What are you doing? Why are you taking my son's laptop?" The entitled aunt, mad, yelled, oh god, here we go, "Bakit hindi ko kayang kunin ang laptop upang makapaglaro ang aking anak? Gusto niyang maglaro sa laptop, ayan mo slayan maglaro." I was shocked to hear my entitled aunt's logic. Yeah, I'm so shocked to hear that as well, whatever it means. You know what, let's whack that in Google Translate. Okay, this is what it says. "Why? Can't I get my laptop for my child to play with? He wants to play on the laptop, let him play." My mother yelled, "All right, that's it." She grabs the entitled aunt and her entitled kid's arms and went downstairs. "I've had enough of your BS. You take our money, cheat on your husband, slap my kid, and now take his property? How can you be any more trashy?" "Ikaw e basto," she says as she slams the door. Let's just check that one as well. You're rude. Okay, a little bit more simple this time. But my entitled aunt resists. "Why can't you take me seriously? I have had enough over these past few years. My kid is on the other side of the world and you threaten to ban me? How bad can you be to your own?" But my mum slams. "You're out. Bye." That's a bit of a rough one for me. I don't really understand why some relatives feel like they're owed something just because they're family. Yeah, I get it, you're related, but that doesn't mean you can be horribly rude to people, try and steal their stuff, and download hacks on their computer. Like, what the heck? I mean, we've seen what's happened to Jarvis recently, man. This kid should know better. Now for our second story. Colorblind entitled grandpa hits us and lies to the police, saying, "They hit me." The damage on his car says otherwise. So, for a bit of backstory, it was the year 2011. 11. My mum, brothers and I all lived in Florida. My fraternal twin and I were 7 or 8 years old. We live right outside of Fort Lauderdale, and for those of you who don't know, most Florida drivers suck due to their lack of road knowledge. We had a black 2007 Nissan Quest, finally got rid of the dang thing earlier this year, thank God. It was May 17th, 2011, and I remember what happened clear as day. Onto the story. We were driving to my grandparents' house that evening to celebrate my mum's birthday. We get to the intersection near Young Circle Park and the light turns green. Not even 3 seconds later, we hear a loud bang and feel the car spin a bit. Thank God my mum was able to keep it going the right way. The guy who hit us was driving a teal 1995 Ford SUV. Don't remember the exact model, but it was boxy. His grille, radiator, and hood were all smashed real bad. He had his grandson in the car with him. We pulled over and the following conversation ensues. The entitled granddad screams,
"What the F, lady? The light was red!"
My mum replies, "Yeah, for you maybe, the light was green for me. I had the right of way. Are you crazy, dude? You could have killed me and my kids."
"I don't care. You wrecked my car and now you're going to pay for it."
My mum's friend Ryan was with us that day, and while all this was going on, he called the police. They arrived within 5 minutes. As soon as the cops arrived, the entitled granddad slaps my mum. One of the police officers yells at the entitled granddad, "Step away from her, sir." He duly backs off. Another police officer walks up and asks, "What seems to be the problem here? We got a call about an accident?"
"She ran head on into me, officer. My car is totaled."
The police politely ask my mum for her side of the story, and she explains what really happened. The entitled granddad turns redder than a Carolina Reaper pepper.
"Lies! Woman can't drive! Look at my car! It's ruined! The light was green for me, I swear!"
I forgot to mention this earlier, but there were traffic cameras at this intersection, so the police could just look at the footage and see who was really at fault. The comment about how women can't drive really set my mum off, but she decided against violence because she didn't want to go to jail for manslaughter. She points out the cameras, and the entitled granddad goes white as a ghost. The police call a tow truck for the entitled granddad's car and then go check the footage. What a shocker, he was at fault for the accident and charged with assault, he hit my mum earlier, lying to a police officer, child endangerment since my brothers and I have 4 brothers, could have died, and a couple other things that I forget, since this was over 8.5 years ago. Our van wasn't damaged to the point where it couldn't be driven, but there were a few problems that we had to get fixed. And the entitled granddad had to have his insurance pay for it since he was at fault for the accident. After this is dealt with, we head to my grandparents' house and have my grandpa look at it and call his mechanic, so we could bring the van in and get a quote for the repairs. It wasn't too expensive, so it wasn't a huge problem. We never heard from, or about, or saw that entitled grandpa again, and I'm glad we didn't because it would have been heck. With all this said, thanks for reading, and I hope you all enjoyed reading one of my many memories I have from living in Florida. After reading this story, I'm not sure I want to ever visit Florida, to be honest. Here's your headline: Florida man slaps woman, then blames her for accident. Just gonna see that in every newspaper ever now. Honestly, I think this story epitomizes why older people should have to redo their driving test when they get to a certain age. Like, if this dude is colorblind, he really shouldn't be driving. How can you deal with traffic lights? I mean, just look at this story, right? People could have died. But yeah, I think when you get to, I don't know, 70, 75, 80, you really should have to redo your test to see if you're still fit to drive. Let me know in the comments below, what do you think about that? Should you have to redo your test after you've already passed it? I don't know. Now for our final story, entitled Mum verbally berates me for wearing communist clothing, wearing a gas mask, and having a real gun in public, okay? This literally just happened a few hours ago, and I'm still laughing from how stupid this entitled mum was to me for being a supposed communist. As though I do speak Russian, it's my second language. I live in Richland, Washington, and the amount of entitled people here are insane. Okay, good to know, I'm never going there. Story: I walk around most of my neighborhood and huge stores and some parks as I lived here my whole life. And since I have played the entire Metro series, I made an outfit that belongs in that world, as I've taken a puffy coat, a raincoat, an old airsoft AK-47, and a gas mask that I used for a school project a while ago. I was walking around my neighborhood with my 2 friends that helped make this happen, then I hear that all too familiar shout. A wild Karen has appeared! Why is there an exclamation mark? It's not a good thing. I guess there is some shock there though. Oh no, here we go.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Excuse me, but you can't wear that and have whatever that is in your hands.
My first friend is pure Russian and my second is half Russian. So I say to her in Russian,
"You think I follow what you tell me?"
The entitled mum says to my second friend,
"What did he say?"
He said that you should stay out of other people's business and it's a free country so he can wear and hold what he wants. You act like some entitled brat that doesn't get their way.
You communists should go back to your own country as you don't belong here.
A police officer who knows about what me and my friends do walks over to us.
Is there a problem here?
Yes, there is. These communists were threatening me with that weapon. Officer, arrest them.
Me and my friends burst out laughing. Mom, these kids aren't communists. As a matter of fact, OP is wearing a cosplay of Metro. Yes, he played the Metro games. The entitled mom tries to grab my fake AK-47, but was met with the stock of my gun to the face.
Suka blyat, it's people like you who give gamers and honest people a bad name.
The entitled mom just storms off and the officer goes back to his car and drives away, leaving me and my friends just laughing our butts off. I hope I do meet this woman again just to make another story.
That was a bit of an interesting one, I'd say.
First of all, I want to say thank you to Flecton-Wolf for posting this on my personal subreddit r/RedditorYT.
We now amazingly have over 8,500 members on there. That's just insane.
If you're not already a part of my subreddit, the link is down below in the description. Go over there, get involved. Now, with that out of the way, I've got to admit that I do have a few problems with this story. I don't really think this mum is that entitled. Yes, what she's saying about the communists is probably a little bit too far. There's no need for that. But I kind of get her fear. Take me, for example. I know nothing about this game called Metro. What would I do if I saw some random kids come up to me holding something that looks like a gun? I'd probably be a little bit scared. Like, yes, if I went up to them and inspected the weapon and saw it was airsoft, that I'd be fine. But from a distance, there's a guy in fancy dress with a weapon. Like, that's a little bit terrifying. I don't know about you guys. What do you think? In my opinion, yes, there may have been a little overreaction, but on the whole, I kind of side with the mother here. I'd actually be super interested to see what you guys think. So yeah, comment down below. What do you reckon about this one? Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/EntitledParents. I really hope you have enjoyed it. I also hope that you guys are generally in a good mood at the moment. Think about this, you know, the holidays are here. People are leaving work and school and relaxing with their families. What a time to be alive. With that being said, remember to like the video, comment your opinions down below, and subscribe for 2 videos each and every day on my channel.
1-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way, because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.